Whoever go around him, he wants straight yes men. He wants yes men around him. And I just want to address this before it get anywhere and try to make me seem like I'm bad and my people them bad. This is not, this is, everything is, I need to just make this clear right now. Because everything that's going on, been doing this around him. He's just trying to make this seem like, I just started this, man. Bro, when you came and got me out off Tate Street, my. Doing this, bro. You smoked it with me. Like, come on, bro. We got videos of this. Address this to y'all, but I left away from around him. I want to make that clear. He never sent me back home. He be texting my phone talking about some, whenever you want to come back and act like a child. Bro, why would you try to, you kept me off the internet, bro. Then you try to switch my image up. You came and got me for who I am. And then you're going to try to change me for who I am. I'm who I am. That's how the internet know me. And any people who looking at me as a bad kid, I'm not. I'm an actually great person. You got to get to know me. I hate that people actually.
I seen that Finesse 2 times adopted son is out here snitching. Oh, yeah, yeah. All right. Let's start with this one, man. So, if bruh is really out here, you know what I'm saying? If you don't know, by the way, Finesse 2 times apparently adopted a kid, something like that, you know what I'm saying? From the hood, woo. And, you know, he exposed the kid to a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? A lot of, you know, things that kids shouldn't be exposed to when they're young, you know what I'm saying? I guess it's one of them things where they say, this is why you don't expose kids to things when they're young, you know what I'm saying? Grown-up thing, because their minds can't understand it. Anyway, exposed the kid to the thing, you know what I'm saying? And recently, you know, bruh got a call, you know, Finesse got a call talking about, you know, from his PO, I guess, or whatever it is, talking about they seen the son with the boy with, you know, guns in this thing. And Finesse is like, wait, what? You know what I mean? Of course, come to find out, he ain't with Finesse. He ain't been with Finesse for like months, right? That being the case, why? The kid is out of control. All the things bruh exposed him to, the kid don't listen no more. Ooh, ooh,
you know? I just want to let the world know King is no longer with me. So if you see King with guns, you see King shooting dice, you see King in the club, you see King doing grown he not with me. I admit, granted, I was with it once upon a time because I understand where King come from. I let him shoot dice. I let him curse. You know what I'm saying? I let him do that. And it got to a point where I was like, this ain't right. This ain't right. And we talked. And I told him, bro, we can't do that. You know what I'm saying? I want you to grow up to be a young man. I don't want you to grow up to be no young, ratchet, young. So I went to, I opened up for the Hot Boys day before yesterday. And I'm chilling. I bump into Jay Prince, not Jay Prince Jr., the old man. I bump into Jay Prince. So he like, man, what's up, man? What little shorty at? I said, man, I sucked him back with his pop, man. Well, he actually ran away from me. You know what I'm saying? Because he didn't want to accept discipline. He didn't want to, and let's get it understood. Like, yeah, it's been times where I had to discipline King because King was super disrespectful. King got to the point where he felt like he could disrespect the grown people in the house. So, yes, I had to discipline King. King ran away from me. King ran away from me with a stranger because I wouldn't give him no money no more. Because I wasn't taking him to dice games no more. I wasn't taking him to clubs no more. King wanted that. That's what King wanna do. If it's King, it's f***ing to say this. But King is loyal to money. King is loyal to opportunity. King not loyal to a person. All he care about is money. And I was trying to make him understand that, bro, life ain't all about money, bro. Every time you look around, you scamming people for money and all you f***ing your name up, don't f*** your brand up. Don't f*** your name up like, I did a lot of shit by mistake that I didn't know nothing about. Like, for example, bad business that I done did.
Of course, I mean, if you do something like that, you get to understand that the kid is a kid. Whatever you expose them to, they don't understand, like, grow, like, they don't have the capability yet, the frontal cortex strength or development for them to understand what really is going on. So the kid, while not, nah, kid comes out after Finesse Don came out, posted this stuff. Kid comes out talking about, you know what I'm saying, basically snitching, talking about Finesse this, Finesse that, he did this, he did that.
But man, all the stuff that he's doing, I did that. Those pills are fake, and that is a BB gun, that is cap, man. And I hate that the image that he making and trying to make it seem like this, but everything he's saying is not real. I just had to bring this to y'all for CPS, try to do something or anything. He was smoking with me, giving me drugs, man. He tote guns around him. They don't supposed to have guns around him. Sugar, she be having guns. I got on one time we was in, if you look on this video, I can't go to jail. If you go back, they got on high speed chase, and I was in a car. They didn't think about saying, "Hey, bro, let King got the car, man. It's a child, fool. Hey, fool, on some real, like, on some real, excellent man stuff. Hey, King, fool. Hey, let King got the car, fool. Y'all gonna get on y'all high speed, bro. Let King got the car." Boom, we run out of gas. They surround the whole car. Woo, but everything was great. Long story short, everything was great. And I just wanted to address this to y'all. But I left away from around him. I want to make that clear. He never sent me back home. He be texting my phone, talking about some, whenever you want to come back and act like a child. Bro, why would you try to, you kept me off the internet, bro. Then you try to switch my image up. You came and got me for who I am. And then you're going to try to change me for who I am. I'm who I am. That's how the internet know me. And any people who looking at me as a bad kid, I'm not. I'm an actually great person. You got to get to know me, my nigga. And I hate that people actually think like the stuff that he doing. He did things for me. But he wasn't, I ain't get mad because he didn't buy me no designer clothes. He didn't even buy me no designer clothes like that. Niggas had to actually, like, beg him type. Bro, only time he bought me, like, designer clothes, like, "Hey, whenever you gonna get some for my video shoot, whenever we going to a show." Like, he didn't care how I dressed it when I went to shows. Like, stuff like that, man. And, man, I'm just trying to address this to y'all, man. He's a conniving person, and it's paperwork that he tried to say he gave my grandma $10,000 and bought me a $40,000 watch and a $100,000 chain. And let me make this clear. Hey, Mob Ties, this to y'all. He told y'all they broke in a car in Nashville and took the jewelry. I'm sorry to tell y'all this. He melted that jewelry down. That's how he made the F&G handout chain. He melted that down. He still owe his jeweler money. Yes, he owed people money. He just ran off on a plug in Oklahoma for like 100 bowls. Yes, that's true. We can do my research on that. And I know y'all wanted me to go live, but I couldn't go live. I just want to address this to y'all, man. I don't want nothing bad to happen, man. All I'm trying to do is feed my family, man. I got a little brother, grandma, shit, sisters, man. Niggas just trying to feed their family, and niggas like him trying to stop a nigga and try to get a nigga sent to CPS for something. Like, bro, that video, that's all this stuff is old, y'all. I promise to God, it's old. We've been talked about this. He got mad because I'm with Hustle Cartel. If y'all want me to post this, the stuff that he sent me yesterday and all the stuff, I've been gone for 3 months, bro. He haven't texted me, called me, nothing. Like, he haven't texted me, called me, nothing. When I get with Hustle Cartel, he was just doing this. Like, when I was just with my dad, bro, my dad, I don't think y'all know him, but he's great. Don't look at him like a bad person. Like, he's a great dad. He get his responsibility and I hate that he's trying to do this. Cause you don't send your kids nothing, and you be beating on Sugar. You beat on Sugar, and you have Sugar over there crying whenever you go cheat on her. Let's keep it real. Hold on now. I gotta just think. Like, let me just think in my mind for a second. Then you got mad. You took the chain when I went out with Bagnum. You told me stop going to the locker room with Bagnum. You was hating on Bagnum. Then when I tried to go in the locker room with Fatnum to see my little nigga Buckley, shout out to Buckley forever, my brother, we locked in. You was hating on Bag, and I'm like, hey, man, stop going in there with them niggas. And I think y'all remember I went out with Bag at a Houston show. And he was like, why is you going out with Bag? Like, who you is? You prick? And you want to go be with them niggas? Like, that's what type of time he be on. And y'all, that's why I left away from around him. Half of the people who left away from around him know that he cut though. And y'all, whoever go around him, he want straight yes men. He want yes men around him. And I just want to address this before I get anywhere and try to make me seem like I'm bad and my people them bad. This is everything. I need to just make this clear right now. Cause everything that's going on, been doing this around him. He's just trying to make this seem like, I just started this, man. Bro, when you came and got me out off Tate Street, my nigga, niggas been doing this, bro. You smoked it with me. Like, come on, bro. We got videos of this.
Like, I'm just looking at this whole situation like, bro, you should have known better than to expose a kid. Whether he's a hood kid or not, whether he had this in his blood or not, whether he, you know, don't get me wrong. If you could look at Chicago, the kid right now, I think he's 11 or something like that. In Chicago, 11-year-old or whatnot, be out there murking shit, doing crazy, you know what I'm saying? But all the same, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to expose a kid to stuff like that because just like Chicago, it's an issue, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get this thing out of their mindset because to them, it's, you know, they can't understand why. It's like, it's a game, you feel what I'm saying? Same shit. So it's like you expose a kid to stuff like this, of course, he don't care about what you're talking about. He only care about the sensation, the stimulus, the feeling, you know what I'm saying? He's a kid at the end of the day. It's, no matter what you expose a kid to, they're not going to listen to you, you know what I'm saying? It's just, it doesn't really matter what it is. So of course, you exposing him to all this, you know, like the kid was saying, drug, all this shit, cash, the, you know, the turning up and all that good stuff. Of course, he don't care. So this whole situation just got me looking at it. I'm just like, bro, you messed up first, dog, Finesse. You definitely messed up first. You know what I mean? And of course, with the kid ain't no thug. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm looking at the kid like, bro, like, you don't ruin your image if you were trying to be a hard ass or whatever. You don't already ruined it right now with this right here. Like, people will forever look at you as a snitch. So it's never going to be something where anyone's going to respect you past this. So it's like, you might as well just, you know, be an upstanding citizen or be a, you know what I mean? Because at this point, I mean, but then again, there ain't no laws out here on these streets. So they really even care if you, brother, you know what I mean? I'm pretty sure people are going to ridicule him. They're going to laugh at him because realistically, Finesse took him out of a, you know, whatever situation, took care of him. Because if you hear the kid talking about, he was talking about, oh man, that Finesse don't be giving him no money, that, you know, he don't be giving him no $4,000, it just be $1,000 every other day. It's like, bro, you 11, what the fuck you doing $1,000? You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things in there. You can tell the kid is a kid, you know what I'm saying? He doesn't understand, he's ungrateful, some more. It's just, it's a kid being a kid, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I look at the situation, I'm just like, bro, so unfortunate, you know what I'm saying? He probably, you know, Finesse, maybe, I would think he had kids or had kids already, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know, bro, situation. But you should know not to expose kids to stuff like this because, you know, bro, they're kids. You know what I'm saying? There's a reason why you wait till they're 18. And scientifically, your brain don't develop fully till 25. Even at development at 25, life still, most people at 45 still trying to figure their life out. Men, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, yo, like, there's so much, you know what I mean? There's no way you think. There's a reason you got it while they until they're 18, you keep control of them. You know what I'm saying? After that, they can move on, go do their own shit. Because don't forget, in the real world, it's not as free as, you know, whatever. They're still gonna learn to have to be submissive to somebody. And this is why you gotta let them, they have to be submissive up until 18 because they need to learn that the life is not always about what you want. That's the whole point. When you get to 18, go do your crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? Explore, blah, 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 blah. But you will most likely get a job. And then all those teachings that you had to deal with your parents, which is not wanting to do something but doing it, it's gonna help you in a job. That's kind of the skill you teaching them. Or you giving them that freedom to just do whatever. They never get to learn obedience, you know what I'm saying? Discipline, you know, being uncomfortable but doing what you gotta do. So there's certain reasons why you gotta do some things. You feel me? But all the same, man, this is just my thought. You know what I'm saying? If this is, you know what I'm saying, my nephew, I'll be saying the same shit. Of course, on this channel, this is what we try to do. We react to, you know, trending topics because, of course, people are looking at these individuals. We react to their situations, you know what I'm saying, because it could happen to us too. You know what I'm saying? So if that sounds, you know, interesting to you, hit that subscribe button, tap in with that tapping, hit that like, let me know your thoughts about the situation. You know what I'm saying? Because I definitely want to know, you know what I'm saying, what y'all think about it. You know what I'm saying? Sure. shout out to Finesse Two Times for, you know, giving him a shot. You know what I mean? But yeah, kid. Yeah, you're gonna need to, King is his name, I think. Yeah, you're gonna need to buckle up, bah. Not a good look at all. Not even smart. Really shows the child in you. You know what I'm saying? Just, this is just my opinion. You ain't gotta listen to me. I'm not trying to convince nobody. Just share my thoughts. You feel me? See y'all next time. Stay mighty, cause we all mighty. I'm out. Peace.
Almighty Puss.